What's going on is that markets are taking a good, hard, and nasty look at the downgrade over the weekend of the S&P U.S. Credit rating downgraded from a AAA to a AA+. What does that mean? Well, it's going to set the agenda all week long, along with some other big stories that we're following. Callie Crossley joins us, host of the Callie Crossley Show for our partner station WGBH in Boston, WGBH Radio Boston. Callie, good morning.
Hello to you.
It's great to talk to you. What do you think this week's going to be all about?
I think everybody's going to be on the defensive. I think that Standards and Poor's are going to try to defend themselves against the kind of bad math that I usually have, or political analysis, as some say. I think that President Obama is trying to gear up to hit the road to defend his record right now, and his approval ratings have dropped. And I think those Verizon workers are trying to fight back and defend themselves, protect their benefits by going on strike.
Defending. And there's 45,000 Verizon workers there, we should note. To Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show. Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway, and our co-producer, WNYC Radio. What do you think this week's going to be about, Charlie?
I'm so unoriginal, this S&P downgrade. I think it's this will really dominate the news for the week. The question is, does it continue on? Is this sort of like a marker post in history, and then we sort of move on from there and get on to some of these other issues, like what do we actually do about the debt?
Well, to both of you, it seems as though America collectively has awakened this morning and discovered that it's in detention. And depending on where you fall politically, you blame different folks for that. And if you're an investor, you have a different reaction to that.
It's kind of like you're in detention if you're like the A-plus student in class and you get an A. You know, you feel devastated. But, I mean, you're not actually in detention per se. I mean, it's not like they've downgraded us to junk and said that we're not going to be able to pay our bills.
But it's a hit on
it's a huge psychological hit, I would
it
agree.
It is. And what does that mean financially in the local sort of short term here in the United States? And, Callie, I want your sort of political view. But first, Charlie, go ahead.
I think one of the things we have to really watch for is what Standard & Poor's does today, because they said that they would actually be coming out with a report on Monday looking at the other parts of the government. That could include Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the mortgage insurers. These could be state and municipalities. So I think we need to look there, because that could actually be – we start seeing some of the ripple effect. But if you actually read the report from S&P, and let me just read one sentence. Our opinion is that elected officials remain wary of tackling the structural issues required to effectively address the rising U.S. public debt. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. So there is an element of here of like there's not a big surprise in what's in this report. And by the way, they've been telling us they're about to do this for months and months. So there's a bit of what's the surprise here?
So watershed moment then, Callie Crossley. What if the political agenda from here on out straight through the 2012 election becomes various politicians essentially arguing over how we're going to get our credit rating back? That would be a huge political watershed if we suddenly to do politics, according to the S&P.
Well, that'll be part of it. But the real part is going to be who's to blame for it. And it's going to come down to much simpler terms. Who's to blame for making America's credit reputation slip for the first time in its history? And that sounds bad, even if what Charlie said is correct. That, you know, in reality, you know, we're okay. We're, you know, everybody's going to write itself, blah, blah, blah. It just sounds bad.
I think Callie's totally right. It's going to be, you know, pointing the finger at you, the president, you oversaw this downgrade. And then the Democrats pointing back saying, you, the Tea Party, are responsible. You hear it already, them calling it the Tea Party downgrade.
Although I hear more of, Callie, and I'd love your response to this, I hear more of a disconnect in the sense that Democrats are saying this is a Tea Party downgrade, but the Tea Party is saying, forget them. We don't care about them. We just want to balance the budget.
Yeah, but to see, that's a subtlety that I think those of us paying attention to this may understand or may pay attention to. But I think down here on the ground with the rest of us, we're worrying about credit card interest rates rising, mortgage, and we know that something bad happened because they're using the word downgrade. So, and then on top of that, you've got Standard & Poor's making a political statement. I mean, no less than a Republican than Steve Forbes is saying, this is political. What are the math geeks saying entering into the political arena? They should tell us where we are and stay out of making an assessment about whether or not there is some political impact about this.
Forbes says S&P is weighing in politically into a domain they have no business being
exactly.
in. Okay. So put us on the bus with the Obama sort of domestic defense tour, as you've kind of characterized it, Callie. What do you think the president is likely to hear on this bus tour starting next Monday?
I think he's going to hear from people saying, while you guys were dickering around, as I understand it as a middle-class American, if I consider myself that, everything that has made it possible for me to be middle-class is going away. Chief among them, the educational subsidies. That has been the real last rung that you grab onto to pull yourself up in the United States. And so many educational subsidies have gone away. When the reality of the details of that come to play, not just for college students, but for graduate students, for forgivenesses of all kinds of loans along the way, that's going to be ugly. And I don't know what he says to that. How do you defend
that?
Right.
Charlie Herman, 45,000 Verizon workers on strike. Don't necessarily talk about the labor issues there, but you certainly see an industry in transition. The wireless, which is the profitable part of the business, not union. The old wire business is mostly union and is declining in revenue. That signals a shift that's not just in telecom.
Well, exactly. I mean, and this is this productivity shift that we're seeing happening where you don't perhaps need as many people. Unions are trying to not only hold on to jobs, but some of the benefits that they've held over time. And the union, many unions would argue that they gave up, you know, certain benefits or certain pay increases in return for some of these other things like health care or for pensions. And so then if the company comes back and tries to whittle away those elements or cut the number of jobs, that it really undermines them. And, you know, what I would say, adding on to what Callie was just saying, is when the president is out there, the thing he's going to hear is jobs. And I think the Verizon strike sort of highlights the fact that we're in this change in the economy that's still ongoing. And we don't really know where we're going. And I don't think the government is in a position right now, especially after this downgrade, after the talk about debt, to really, for the government, to create jobs.
Callie Crossley, prediction. Do you think the Verizon worker voices on benefits and issues that you alluded to a moment ago are going to become a 2012 political issue, or is it going to be a blip and go away?
I think it's a microcosm of what's been reflected at state government levels, where there's been this struggle between unions and workers. So I think it's part of a bigger issue than just their particular concerns. Yeah, I think we're going to hear about it, but maybe not just the Verizon workers at other places, at other moments. It's the issue itself is not going away.
Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show for our partner radio station WGBH Radio Boston. Thanks, Callie. Before we go, Charlie Herman, News Corp's going to announce. Think they're still a profitable company like Verizon? They're going to announce their results after all the phone hacking.
They announced the results on Wednesday, but beyond even just the numbers, which clearly people are looking at, is what do we hear about the hacking? This hasn't been in the news for a while. There may be a little bit more attention as to what they've learned so far, if there's any future developments.
News Corp doing the aftermath of their own scandal. Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway, and our co-producer, WNYC Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.